don't know yet, because the real evidence of an effective disaster resilience leader is the long term, not just the short term. It's not just coming in and doing a few things and barking orders, but rather it is a very much a connection. Actually, one example of this is how the Twin Towers, the decision and the process of deciding and the emergence of this these structures in place in the footsteps or in the footprint, that required leadership. Leadership that is informed, by those who are in literally the shadows of these buildings, being concerned about not only making sure those who are wealthy and who are investing are happy, but also those people who live in that borough and beyond who are going to be directly and indirectly affected by this. We're kind of sensitive about that down here in New Orleans, given the complete and total failure of the federal government in terms of not only the levee system, but also the coordinated response. Now, the new leader of FEMA, we have a tremendous amount of respect for him. And we, my wife and I, Kathy, actually lived in Florida when he was the director there, and we were, this is Craig Fugate. So the lessons of 9/11 really, in terms of leadership, echo what we're finding all over the world, and that is that elected leaders in particular, but also those who are hired or appointed, hold an extraordinarily powerful and as a result of that, responsible position to take care of everybody in the community, not just those people who have power and influence, and that things should be rebuilt not just for the convenience in the short term, but taking into account the history and politics and ethnicity and language and cultural networks and structures within that community to make sure that as the community comes back, it not only comes back to where it was before, but as Dr. Tedeschi has talked about, that it goes beyond that. It goes beyond just surviving to thriving and then growing from the experience.